reason. We have wrapped up our normal segment with Walt Coleman, Frank. We have it throughout the season. But because of this new rule now that the NFL is saying they're going to institute, the new technology, we wanted to get Walt on real quick. No Danny West today. There's no recruiting information he wanted to share. So Walt is going to be the Danny segment. Walt Coleman, good morning from sunny Florida.
Hey,
right?
Good morning, guys. Morning, Frank.
Hey,
morning.
Walt.
What's the temperature down there in South? Justin is up on the panhandle. What's the temperature down there in South Florida where you are, mid-range Florida?
Yeah, 67 nice. Here. So it's been nice, but it's going to be cooler here than I think it's going to be in Little Rock. So now that cold front left, so but it's nice down here.
Well, I hate to bother you since we've wrapped up our segment, but the NFL officially announced the adoption of the Hawkeye virtual measurement system for determining first down starting in the 2025 regular season that phases out the traditional chain gang system to a backup role. And so, you know, this is something we've talked to you about quite a bit over the years of whether or not that's a good idea, especially at the goal line. What's your reaction to Hawkeye being now involved with the game?
Well, David, I think part of the issue right now is people don't totally understand what this technology is going to be used for, because every time they talk about it, they reference the play in the Buffalo game, which this technology would not have changed that at all. Mm-hmm. Because this technology is set to go into effect after the ball is spotted on the ground.
Okay.
So once the officials, once the humans decide where the forward progress spot is located, and then they put the ball on the ground, then Hawkeye goes in to tell them whether it's a first down or not, so they don't have to bring the chain gang yeah. out and have the big guys that run really fast come waddling out there for a measurement. So basically it just speeds up the process of knowing that it's a first down, but it does not determine where the forward progress of the ball is.
It's up to the, so all that for now, so now I understand it now, is basically saying the referee's still going to determine where the ball is. Now, can the team, can they appeal that? Can they challenge where the ball is spotted by the referee?
Sure. They've always been able to do that, David. They've
right.
always been able to
right.
change the spot in relation to a first down. I mean, you can't really challenge it, you know, if it's not has something to first down. Now, you know, they're helping them upstairs now with where the spot of the ball is. But that's part of this confusion, is everybody thinks that this Hawkeye is going to determine, you know, where the forward progress is. And that's what I've been saying.
Not
is
the
you,
case.
You can't.
Yep.
You can't use technology to do that, because you don't know when the whistle is blown and when the official has got his forward progress. Because you know you have those plays where they get the guy he's standing up and they're all pushing, and so where the official eventually he blows this whistle at some point. Well, the technology is not going to know when did the official decide the play was over, or when is the knee down in relationship to the ball.
Isn't there value, though, Walt? Isn't there in their value still? And if you had that chip in the ball, that you may not know when the whistle was blown, but you know for a fact where that ball, how far that ball crossed. Isn't there some value in knowing exactly? Even though I know what you're saying, the referee can blow the whistle and say momentum is stopped. Isn't there still value in having that? Maybe where you can combine those if you can. Or you don't think there's any value in knowing that exactly
well,
where the ball
I'm
is?
I'm not saying there's. I'm not saying there's not any value. I'm just saying that there's more than one piece to determining
right.
forward
Correct.
Progress as opposed to where the ball is. And that's what makes
I got
it more
you.
Difficult because you know, just because the ball is at this spot doesn't necessarily mean that's where the forward progress spot is. I mean, it could be
right.
because his knee is down. I mean, you know, you see the plays, you know, in the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, you got the play where the ball was across the goal line. But when they went back and looked, his knee was down.
Wouldn't you have to think that this is something they've considered? I mean, because they tested this in the preseason. And also the way it sounds to me, Walt, is that, I mean, it's implied that the system that they're going to use is going to have some kind of timing mechanism where they can tell, hey, this is where the ball is at this point in time. It's not just where the ball is in general.
No, but based on the information that I have, is the powers to be in the NFL, the way they have explained it, is it's still going to be spotted by the human, and all this technology is going to do, at least in 2025, is going to determine, once the ball's on the ground, is it a first down, to avoid having to bring the chains out and make that determination.
What about anything to do with
where far progress is.
Do you like the overtime, them moving the overtime rule that they have for the playoffs to the regular season where both teams get a chance to touch the ball?
Yeah, you know, David, part of the problem with the regular season is they worry about injuries, and they try to shorten the game. And so what they've done, you know, they took the overtime from 15-minute period down to 10. Well, when you only play 10 minutes and one team gets the ball, it uses up the whole 10 minutes, and now you've got a problem. So they're trying to figure out. So I think it was like 2%. It was a 2 or 3% change. But the problem is the team that wins the coin toss is winning too much of the overtime game, percentage-wise. And that's what they're worried about, is the coin toss
right.
Having too big an impact on who wins. And so, you know, in the playoffs, if one team takes it down and scores a touchdown, the other team still gets the opportunity to take the ball and go score a touchdown. In the regular season, if the team scores a touchdown, the game is over. The other team doesn't get the opportunity. Now, if you kick a field goal, then the other team gets the opportunity to keep the ball so long as the 10 minutes haven't run out. So the NFL has got to decide, do they want to make it 15 minutes and give more time where one team's not going to have it for 15 minutes, or do they want to go and do the same rule as they do in the playoffs? And to me, that's the way you ought to go, so you're consistent. I mean, the rules in the regular season ought to be the same as the rules in the playoffs.
I agree with that.
Which would mean in the regular season, if one team takes the ball, drives down, scores a touchdown, the other team gets the opportunity to do the same thing.
But would you go on – because in the NFL, they just keep obviously going. They would keep going over and over and over, you know, in a playoff game because you can't have an end of the tie. So would you want that implemented basically to the regular season? You would say no ties. We're going to keep playing until somebody wins.
No, they're not going to do that because of the injury problem. So they're
right.
They're going to play either 10 or 15 minutes, Josh, and they're going to say it's over, and they'll have a tie. So
okay. I just didn't know with what – because you said do the same thing in the playoffs that you would do, and I didn't know if you meant timing-wise. Because I agree it should be 15, not 10.
Yeah, I think they need to go back to the 10 minutes and give both teams the opportunity to possess the ball even if the first team scores a touchdown. And so, you know, it takes something to happen in a game for them to start wanting to change the rules and so forth. And, you know, it's like the touch push. You know, everybody's wanting to change and make that illegal. And mainly the teams that can't stop it.
Yeah, they need to leave. They need to leave that the way it is. Figure out a way to stop it. Kansas City figured out a way to stop it. Yeah, it can be done.
I mean, it's just. Unfortunately, that's how they get rules changed. Is one team something happens to them, so they put in a request, and you know it just muddles up. It just muddles everything up.
Yes.
So
I'm for all the technology, but I don't want to take the human factor out of it, so we can still have.
Between all y'all, y'all are missing a pretty good game out there.
I want to be able to call to be up here next time, and he's out there, and he calls a play, and he makes an announcement. I want Walt to be able to hear
this. You're all terrible.
That's what I want you to hear, Walt. I want that to be your welcome music. As far as the technology goes in the forward progress, it's just like anything else. I mean, maybe the technology is not there. You've got to do something before you can improve it. Sort of like at the your Frank Broyles, the Broyles Award. It was fantastic, but the group goes, you know, we can make this better. You know, when we watch that ball go into the catcher's mitt when they do the strike zone. Now I know it's all the technology getting together, so it shows something. Or you can watch the golf ball on TV, watch the tracker and stuff like that. There's got to be a way without prolonging the game to say, look at whatever device you have to say, well, you know, we called a forward progress, but they made it.
But it sounds like with Walt putting this out, this is just a way to save time. You know, the
chain gang's slowing down. Yeah, absolutely. The chain gang's slowing it down.
Yeah, they don't.
Don't want to take away the human element where they go, no, wait a minute now. Because you
can't. Although that was fun. It was fun to see them stretch it out. That was a fun deal, you know.
Territory used this card to see if the ball had got to the little pole. That was always interesting. But I mean, nothing's to say that on down the road there's not going to be some technology that could put all those pieces together somehow. But I think it's going to be really difficult because of the factors, the fact that it takes two or three things to put together to determine where forward progress is. I mean, I can remember back when they were trying to, you know, they could listen to whistles and gave each official had a different sounding whistle. So they could try to figure out, you know, when who blew
Good
what
Lord.
Whistle.
How about that?
Oh, that's terrible.
Listen, yeah, here.
Why don't you go read a rule book?
Well, before we let you go, we've been asking, how do you have your significant other in your contacts? I'd be interested to hear what Walt's wife has Walt in.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Milk maiden.
No. Zebra. No, wouldn't do that. No. What do you have for hers, and what does she have for yours?
Well, I've been listening to you guys this morning, so I just have Cynthia Coleman. I mean, that's how I have. Now, I'm not sure
you need to find out.
Well,
she has.
She's left.
Baby, Sugums.
She has like via,
always right.
You know,
done.
Where you have to notify the person.
In case of emergency?
Yeah. What are the initials for that?
ICE.
Yeah, I think I'm ICE1. So, see, I'm really high up on
You're
the list.
ICE? That's a whole different thing
these
days.
Ice, well, I'm ICE 1.
Okay.
Well, Walt, they
Top Gun.
Go back to the beach. Thanks for jumping on with us today. I'm glad I know. Now I know. I understand the rule of this new technology a little bit better. So, Walt, thanks for jumping
Absolutely.
On with us today.
Absolutely. Walt, one last one.
Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
You got it.
I'm just glad that the guys that are getting to work to change are still going to have a good view of the football game. They're still going to be there.
Well, how many times have you heard?
I ain't got one call right.
Oh, I've heard that a lot.